It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ozone on the Front Range is expected to reach unhealthy levels today. State health officials say ozone could settle in from Douglas County north to Larimer and Weld counties. AAA Colorado has a partnership with a hydrogen fuel company that could help bring cleaner cars to the state. They plan to add a handful of hydrogen-powered vehicles like tow trucks and emergency rescue cars to its fleet. AAA's Skyler McKinley.
For our trucks, for other fleet users, and eventually the general public, so that hydrogen fuel can get a toehold in Colorado and kind of add to the decarbonization mix when it comes to transportation.
Fueling up a hydrogen-powered vehicle takes much less time than charging a battery electric car, but hydrogen's relatively high cost is one reason it's not yet widely available. A high school swimmer with diabetes has filed a federal discrimination complaint against the Colorado High School Activities Association. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
When he swam in meets last season, 16-year-old Ethan Orr wore a glucose monitor attached with a square of adhesive tape. Orr has type 1 diabetes, but at the state championships, an association official barred him from participating. A rule states that swimmers can't use foreign substances to aid their speed, buoyancy, or body compression. The association then disqualified the rest of Orr's team. Orr's lawyer says the teen is protected under two federal disability laws. Association officials could not be reached for comment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A new partnership and a conservation bank will use private funds to help protect a threatened species. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
A conservation bank sells credits to developers to offset the environmental impacts of their projects. The idea is similar to carbon offsets. For the first time in Colorado, a commercial conservation bank is selling credits to offset the negative impact to the habitat of the Preble's Meadow jumping mouse. The partnership will conserve over 200 acres of habitat for the mouse, which only exists along the Front Range and into Wyoming. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
And there's more at CPR.org.